Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues and jazz and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to do some dancing, we'll have a vocabulary lesson, some family songs, and some bird songs. To get us started, recently I received a nice email from listener Mort in Great Neck, New York, writing to point out that National Dance Week is April 25th to May 4th, and suggesting a set of dance songs. We did a set of dance songs a couple weeks ago in connection with Arthur Murray's birthday, but I have plenty of dance records, so here are three more of them, beginning with Mort's favorite band, Charlie Kunz.
When the skies are so gray, and while you're dancing, whisper, I adore you. But if you're bashful, let the music say it for you. Dance and simply say, okay, any way the wind blows. Up on your toes, turn a rainbow into dancing shoes. On with the music, off with the blues, and dance. Everybody dance and dance and dance.
Some dancing songs to commemorate April 25th to May 4th, which is National Dance Week. We begin the show with Great Neck, New York listener Mort's favorite band, Charlie Kuntz and his Kasani Club Orchestra, and I'm in a Dancing Mood. The vocalist on that October 1936 recording was George Barclay. Charlie Kuntz was followed by another British band, that of Joe Loss and Everybody Dance, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. That was recorded on September 10th, 1936, and the vocalist was Clem Stevens. Violinist and bandleader Joshua Alexander Loss was born in London in 1909 and led his first band at the Astoria Ballroom in London in 1930. He was at the Kit Kat Club for a brief period in 1932. He recorded for Regal Xenophone and HMV and later appeared on BBC Radio. His BBC TV program, Come Dancing, aired into the 1980s. And we just heard Ben Pollock's band, released as Jack Teagarden and his orchestra, and credited on that Australian vocalion as the Imperial Dance Orchestra, and Just a Little Dance, Mamselle. Jack Teagarden was the vocalist on that October 1st, 1930 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It's time now for this week's vocabulary lesson. The word for today is peripatetic, P-E-R-I-P-A-T-E-T-I-C. Peripatetic is an adjective meaning of, relating to, or given to walking, or moving or traveling from place to place, or itinerant. So here's a set of peripatetic songs, beginning with Venuti and Lang.
Thank you. my lop-eared mule, my broken down horse and me. Always traveling, going nowhere. Across the plains and over the hills go we. When I was young, I used to be a highfalutin' shooting son of a gun up in Wyoming. I loved a girl, she loved my pal. So I packed my bag and saddled my nag, and then I took to roaming. Now we're only a lonely trio. Without a friend, we trail along endlessly. Three old wanderers of the wasteland. My lop-eared mule, my broken-down horse and me.
Thank you.
Some peripatetic songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started off with Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang with Arthur Shutt on piano and Goin' Places from May 4th, 1927. Then it was Charlie Kuntz and George Barkley once again with Wanderers, recorded in early February 1937. And from the collection of Don Ward, Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with Frank Luther performing vocally on Singing a Vagabond Song from February 6, 1930.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Thank you, Will. We started tonight's show with a request from listener Mort in Great Neck, New York. Well, if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on the show, or have a suggestion for a segment topic, do what Mort did. Send me an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, March 26th, marked the birth in 1785 of John James Audubon. He was born in Santo Domingo, now Haiti, and grew up in France. At 18, he was sent to America, where he lived on a family-owned estate near Philadelphia and conducted the first known bird-banding experiments in North America, learning that eastern phoebes returned to the very same nesting site each year. He went into the dry goods business, but continued to draw birds as a hobby. When his business failed in 1819, Audubon set off down the Mississippi, depicting America's birds. In 1826, he took his portfolio to England, where he found a printer and became quite famous. He traveled about the U.S. several more times in search of birds and settled in New York City. John James Audubon died at age 65 and is buried in Trinity Cemetery at 155th and Broadway in New York City. So here, in honor of John James Audubon, is a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about birds, beginning with Bert Lowne and his orchestra.
Thank you. Seen a scene so pleasing when you see the wedding of the birds. Little Blue Jay and Mr. Swallow showing the way for all to follow, just to see the wedding of the birds. Little Miss Whippoorwill will give everyone a thrill when she says, "Yes, I will," to old Parson Crow. After the ceremony's over, all of the birds will feed on clover. What a time at the wedding of the birds.
Some Avian songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Burt Lown and his orchestra with Ted Holt performing the vocal on I'll Build a Nest, recorded May 18, 1933. Then from the collection of Martin Smith, it was Waring's Pennsylvanians and Nashville Nightingale from Victor 78, recorded September 19, 1924. And we finished up with Fred Rich and his orchestra and Wedding of the Birds, with the vocal by Smith Ballou from November 19, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, on April 25, 1938, the serial drama Your Family and Mine made its debut on NBC Radio. The 15-minute program told the story of a middle-class family struggling through the Great Depression in Montana. Your Family and Mine was written by Clyde North and Lillian Lafferty and was on the air until 1940. So here to commemorate Your Family and Mine are some rapidly rotating records about some family members, beginning with the High Steppers.
How's your uncle? How's your auntie? And the folks around the shanty? And incidentally, baby, how are you? How's your father and your mother? And the brother I could smother? And incidentally, baby, how are you? How's the cooking and the washing and the plumbing coming along? Is the coffee that you're making just as strong as your love for me? How's your uncle and your missus and the folks who count our kisses? And incidentally, baby, how are you?
Thank you. skinny paws start dancing. I'm a lady step with a lot of pep going prancing. Oh, boss, you cut out, boy, you need a pigeon wing. Everybody start singing, shake that thing. With big fat ball, the skinny paws did dance. Now look at you, the grand old boy, Paul made a no. And as the shoulder shaking, start shaking some more. And big fat ball, skinny ball, that's all. Aye, aye.
Some family songs to commemorate the debut on April 25th, 1938 on NBC Radio of Your Family and Mine. We started with a Crown Records house band under the direction of Adrian Schubert and credited as the High Steppers and How's Your Uncle. The vocalist on that July 15th, 1931 recording was John Ament. Then it was Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five recording for OK in Chicago on June 23rd, 1926, and Big Fat Ma and Skinny Paw. Louis Armstrong played cornet and performed the vocal. You heard Johnny Dodds clarinet, Kid Ory on trombone, and Lil Armstrong on piano. And we just heard Horace Smith vocalizing on Mother-in-Law Blues from a Jeanette 78 recorded in Richmond, Indiana on October 2, 1929.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. That's right, This Week in Recording History is where we play rapidly rotating records recorded this past week in years past. And here to start us off is another Jeanette record, this one by Alphonse Trent.
Thank you. market for you. There won't be any joker with margin, I'm all through. 'Cause I want you outright, it's true. You're going up, up, up in my estimation. I want 1,000 shares of your caresses too. We'll count the hugs and kisses when dividends are due. 'Cause I'm in the market for you.
Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, and a composition Shilkret co-wrote along with crooner Gene Austin in 1927, The Lonesome Road. The vocalist on that April 26, 1929 recording was Willard Robison. The Lonesome Road was preceded by Bob Herring and his orchestra and I'm in the Market for You, recorded April 25, 1930. And we began with Alphonse Trent and his orchestra and Black and Blue Rhapsody, recorded by Jeanette on April 24, 1926. We have just enough time left on this week's edition of Rapidly Rotating Records to remind you that this is National Dance Week. It just started on April 25th, so you've got time to keep on dancing. And here to help you do just that is Bernie Cummins and his orchestra from September 19th, 1924. And keep on dancing. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.